gentleman who the oldest person is that you know. It could be a friend or a relative. Of course, the person who normally sits on the front row here and tells us some magnificent stories from all around the world. He's in Jamaica, but he's 87, but I'm sure some of you will know people older than him, yeah? Yeah, my mum is 92 in a month's time. Still in relatively good health, yeah? Yeah. Well, I want to tell you a story about someone who is much, much, much older than anyone you may know, whether it be a relative or a friend. There's a good reason for this. Mr. Death is looking in his red book. There's a list of everybody he's visited or needs to visit very soon. And he comes to this old lady and scratches his head and have I missed her, he thinks, or did I visit her and I didn't mark it in my book? And he scratches his goatee beard and he thinks, I'd better visit her first thing tomorrow. So he gets up in the morning. He actually gets there about mid-morning and it's a lovely old terraced house on a row of terraces. It's got a delightful brass door knocker and he knocks on the door. No answer. And an old lady comes to the door and she's got a pinafore and she looks a bit like the Queen actually. She's got that sort of Crawford dark hair and she looks a bit flustered and you can smell the wonderful smell of bacon coming from the kitchen behind the front room. I'm Mr. Death. I've come to take you away. And the old lady just looks at him. Take me away? I'm in the middle of baking. I've got my favourite flapjacks in the oven. Some lovely scones. I've got family and friends coming to visit this afternoon and going to have a lovely tea party. And then looking forward, my flapjacks are famous all over the local area. Even the local baker asked me to make flapjacks for him. There's no way I could come today, I'm just far too busy. Well, Mr. Death, he did feel a bit awkward because he knew he should have come much earlier, but he'd forgotten. He said, I'll tell you what, he says, finish your baking, have your tea party, and I'll be back in the morning, okay? The old lady just shrugs her shoulder and got a bit of the soup. And all right then, I'll see you tomorrow then. Anyway, Mr. Death closes the front door and goes off down the street. Then he gets back home. But the following day is completely chaotic. There are famines, a terrible forest fire in Central Europe, and worst of all, an earthquake that not only killed hundreds, but killed thousands of people. And in the midst of all his work, he forgot about the old lady again. And people who lived down the street, they started talking to each other. Because it went from weeks into years, and people said, well, how old's that old lady with the brass door knocker on her door? She's been there years. And of course, people had moved the house, and no one had been there when she first arrived. Of course, what they didn't realise, she'd not only got children, she got grandchildren and great 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 grandchildren. And they all scratched their bushes. She must have been there 100 years, they said, because she was there before the butcher's shop right at the end of the road. And that's been there over 100 years. Anyway, Mr. Death, he had a quiet day one day. It was a lovely summer's evening. And he was in his deck chair, a bit pale because he'd tired, he'd had a really busy period again. But he was lounging back in his deck chair and he got out his red book again and started to go down the names and he flicked the pages. And he went a bit pale and he went even paler. Right at the bottom of the page, the old lady. She wasn't ticked off. And he scratched his head and he stroked his goatee beard. And did I forget to go or just forget to tick it? Anyway, he got up first thing in the morning and he went to the house on the row of terraces and banged on the door where the brass door knocker was. And the old lady opened the door. Who do you think you are? She says. Last time you came, I waited in all day long. I put on my best blue dress. Even put my coat on because I knew you were coming. Well, you said you were coming. And my best hat with a hat pin through the top and my favourite green scarf. And a little brooch on my coat. I waited in all day long. I cancelled all my appointments, told my family not to ring me, and you didn't turn up. Well, Mr. Death was embarrassed because he knew it was his mistake. He said, I'm terribly sorry. He said, I just forgot I was so busy. We'll have to come back tomorrow, the old lady said. Well, he said, well, if I put it off, if I come tomorrow, you must be ready, he said. Okay, the old lady said, but make sure you remember this time. And Mr. Death, he goes out the back door and he closes the back door behind him. And there's a lovely old cottage garden. Lots of climbing roses, red, white, yellow, every colour you could think of. Beautiful garden. And he marks on the lintel just above the door, tomorrow. He got his chalk out, tomorrow. No way he was going to forget this time. And he went out the gate, which was only just hanging on its hinges. The bottom hinges, two of the screws had fallen out. And just manages to close the gate, and off he goes back home. Well, he wakes up early in the morning the next day, There's no way he was going to forget this time. And he marches off to the old lady on the street with the terraced house, isn't he? He comes to the house with the brass doorknob. And he knocks on the door. Knocks again. And the old lady opens the door. "What are you doing here?" she says. "Well, I've come to collect you. I said I'd be here." "You've come on the wrong day." "What do you mean?" she says. "You said you would come tomorrow. And you come today." Well, Mr. Deaf was a bit perplexed, and he strokes his goatee beard. He said, "Do you mind if I come in?" he says. "Yeah, you can come in," she says. "But I'll tell you what, you come out the back door." Anyway, they go out the back door into the lovely rose garden. And she points to the lintel just above the back door. "Tomorrow. See," she says, "it says tomorrow. And you've come today." And it was then Mr. Death realised that tomorrow never comes. Thank you.